Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus done left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos, author of Accounting for the Numberphobic. Her website is hiddenprofit.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Don is a wizard at helping companies just like yours get their act together with regard to the financial part of their business. Don, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the great stories that you've been helping us with. We're talking about helping you get your business to the point where you can sell it, make some money, and leave a legacy.
Yeah.
Drive by. You know, on your way to the cemetery, when you shuffle off this mortal coil, just give them instructions to have the procession go by your old business and let them wave at everybody. You know, how about that? So okay, let's have them.
There are two things that you have to do in order for a business to be sold, or in order for a business to be valued and transferable. The first thing is, the numbers have to be accurate, okay? So hand over heart, a lot of people have been playing the game, you know, we're going to minimize taxes. So what we're going to do is we're going to front-load all our expenses, and it's not illegal to do this, by the way, but we're going to front-load all the expenses, we're going to show a kind of a thin bottom line, and we're going to operate like that for a while. Well, when you go to sell a business, if you don't show a strong profit, if you don't show strong cash flow, you know, the business is going to be valued partly, anyway, on a multiple of profitability and cash flow. So if you're not showing a lot of profitability, your terminal value is going to be compromised. Mm-hmm. So if you really do want to sell your business, then that five-year window is when you start to recalibrate how you actually capture your expenses.
They're going to, a smart buyer also translates to someone who can afford to pay you a premium price. Mm-hmm. A smart buyer... will want at least 3 years of history, if not five.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And so,
and
you
3 years doesn't include, and the first 3 months of this year is not the third year, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you show them the numbers in April, they're going to see the last 3 years plus the first 4 months. So
yeah,
go ahead.
That's right. And the other thing too is, in most cases, businesses that are sold are there's usually a payout. I mean, it's possible that you're Instagram and somebody instantly buys you for $1 billion, but it's unlikely. The way a lot of these transactions occur is the businesses themselves pay out the old owners, right?
Right.
Whatever the deal is, whatever the terms of the deal are. And
part of your compensation is going to come from the new owners being able to do without for a couple of years and giving you all the money that they operate with while you're helping them, right?
Well, yeah, well, that's right, because we want an incentive for the old owner to kind of be a support and answer questions and be available
and not compete.
And not compete, that's right, the very important. So the business has to throw off enough cash flow for that to happen. So the cash flow has to accomplish several things. The first is it's got to cover operations of the business, because the business has to stay viable in order for it to pay out the old owner. Then it's got to pay out the old owner, so there's got to be a premium over that. And then, of course, you've got to meet payroll and all the other stuff. So there's got to be adequate cash flow in order for the deal to become, you know, for the deal to become realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you have, it's very interesting. A colleague of mine who unfortunately passed away not too long ago, Phil Clements, who's a CPA, who was a CPA and a lawyer, said he was doing some deals. He did a lot of M&A roll-ups or a lot of sales of privately held companies, which, by the way, is a little bit trickier than publicly traded companies.
Right.
Because, it's a little trickier. Everything isn't always documented. Things aren't always clean and all of that.
But not as many audited statements.
Well, that's right. So he said, you know, two companies side-by-side florists. And same situation, owner was in the 70s, wanted to sell and so on. They generated about the same amount in revenues every year. One of them, they had about the same client base, and one of them got sold for five times revenues or five times profitability. The other one sold for one time profitability. And you got to ask yourself, you know, well, why is that? Why is there
400%
basis?
30 seconds.
Okay. When the bottom line is the books weren't clean, and they couldn't document what the value of the business was.
Might have had the same real value, but they didn't document it.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. HiddenProfitProfit.com is the website. The book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic. Don, will you come back another day real soon?
You bet I will.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. She'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.